Welcome to Identitalks, where we explore the future of identity, access, and trust in the digital world. Today's topic touches almost every modern organization, yet many don't realize the risk hiding in plain sight. We're talking about browser security. And joining me today is our product manager for Web Data Guard at iSprint Innovations. We'll explore why CISOs are rethinking browser security and how organizations can protect sensitive data without slowing down the business.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Before we dive deeper, let's walk through a typical day at work. Imagine an employee downloads a customer list from a SaaS app and emails it to their personal Gmail so they can finish work at home. Or someone screenshots a financial dashboard and sends it to a vendor on WhatsApp to speed up a discussion. Or a developer copies internal code and pastes it into a public AI tool to test something quickly. No hacker, no malware, no breach alert, just normal browser activity. Yet sensitive data has just left the company. Would most security tools even notice?
Honestly, in many organizations, the answer is no. And that's what makes this topic urgent. Because today, the browser has quietly become the primary workspace.
Right. From the moment we start work, we're basically living in the browsers. Email, CRM, cloud drives, finance dashboards, it's all just tabs.
Exactly. The browser is now where work happens. And if the browser session isn't secured, organizations risk exposing data even when identity and network security are strong. And this is why many CISOs are discovering a new blind spot, the browser session itself.
Let's start with the big picture. How did the browser evolve from a simple web tool into such a critical security focus?
Because the way we work has completely changed. In the past, apps lived in data centers. Work happened on corporate networks. Security focused on the perimeter. Today, apps live in the cloud. Work happens anywhere. And the browser has become the primary workspace. Your browser is now your office, your endpoint, and your gateway to enterprise data.
So the browser is no longer just a tool, it's the workplace itself.
Exactly. And that means it has become a critical control point for security.
But many organizations are already using MFA and strong identity security. Isn't that enough?
Identity security protects the front door. But the real risk begins after the door is opened. Once users are logged into SaaS apps, they can download sensitive files, copy and paste confidential data, upload files to personal cloud storage, take screenshots, share data through unauthorized channels. And most traditional security tools lose visibility at this stage.
Oh, so the biggest risk isn't just hackers breaking in anymore.
Exactly. A huge portion of data loss today comes from normal user behavior, often accidental. This is why CISOs are shifting from access security to data in use security.
Then why can't existing tools handle this?
Because they were designed for a different era. Firewalls protect networks. VPNs protect connectivity. Endpoint tools protect devices. Cloud Access Security Brokers, CASB, provides visibility into SaaS. But none of these give real-time control inside the web session. And that's where the gap exists.
Ah, so the missing layer is session-level protection?
Exactly. The browser section is now the last mile of data security.
So what does modern browser security look like?
Most organizations already have policies in place to control how data should be used. The challenge isn't lack of policy. It's the lack of real-time enforcement inside the browser. Traditional controls are often centralized, slow to enforce, dependent on managed devices or networks. But today's workforce is decentralized. People work from anywhere, on different devices, and across hundreds of SaaS applications. What organizations really need now is faster, more efficient, and decentralized control at the point where data is actually being used, inside the web session.
So instead of relying only on policies written on paper, security teams need the ability to enforce them instantly?
Exactly. Modern browser security is about protecting sensitive information in real time, as users interact with web and SaaS applications. Organizations need the ability to protect sensitive and confidential information from unauthorized copying or exfiltration, enforce real-time control over file downloads and uploads, prevent screenshots and screen capture activities, monitor risky behavior as it happens, apply policies dynamically based on identity and context. This approach allows organizations to enforce their existing policies where it matters most, at the moment data is being accessed and used.
So it's about turning policy into real-time protection.
Exactly. It transforms security from reactive and centralized to proactive and session level.
So how do organizations actually make this real?
This is where Web Data Guard comes in. Web Data Guard helps organizations enforce their existing data protection policies directly inside web and SaaS sessions. Instead of relying on controls outside the browser, it brings security to the point where sensitive data is actively being accessed and used.
So it's about turning policies into real-time, in-context protection.
Exactly. Web Data Guard creates a secure enterprise workspace in the browser, where users can continue working normally. But risky actions involving sensitive data are controlled. With Web Data Guard, organizations can protect sensitive data in web applications through dynamic watermarking, control file uploads and downloads, restrict screenshots and screen capture activities, prevent unauthorized save as and printing actions, apply granular policies based on user identity, device, and risk level, monitor user activity for auditing and compliance purposes.
Does that mean employees don't get blocked from doing their jobs? But the actions that could leak data are intelligently restricted.
That's right. It enables safe productivity.
Where are organizations seeing the biggest impact?
Common use cases include protecting financial and customer data in SaaS apps, securing third-party and vendor access, supporting remote and hybrid work, preventing intellectual property leakage, enabling BYOD safely. Many organizations realize their biggest risk is no longer intrusion, it's data exfiltration during normal work. What organizations really need now is faster, more efficient, and decentralized control at the point where data is actually being used inside the web session.
Right. So how does this fit into bigger digital transformation goals?
Organizations are adopting more SaaS, more partners, and more remote work. Web Data Guard provides the missing layer that allows businesses to move fast without losing control of data. It supports hybrid work, cloud adoption, third-party collaboration, zero trust strategies. So the value is not just security, it's business enablement.
And that really brings us full circle to the bigger picture of today's conversation. Before we wrap up, let's bring this back to where we started. At the beginning of the episode, we talked about how the browser has quietly become the primary gateway to work. It's where employees access apps, collaborate with partners, and handle sensitive data every day. But as we've learned today, securing access is no longer enough. The real challenge begins after login, when data is being viewed, shared, downloaded, or copied inside the browser. So CISOs are rethinking browser security because work now happens in the browser. Data risk continues after login, and the browser has become the last mile of data protection.
Exactly. If identity security protects the front door, browser security protects what happens inside the building.
That's a great way to put it. Here's a question for our listeners to think about. If your users can access sensitive data from a browser today, can you actually control what happens to that data after login? Because in the cloud era, the browser is no longer just a window to work. It is the workplace. Thanks for joining us on Identitalks, where identity meets innovation. See you in the next episode.